What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Okay, so Donald Trump had his rally in Dallas last night. Apparently, people literally waited in line for 2 days to get in and see him. It was a huge success. And yesterday we commented on this story that somebody was trying to put out the story. There was going to be an attempt on his life, which I don't rule that out, but I didn't think it was going to happen in Dallas, and it didn't. But they did arrest a man wearing a vest, helmet, and a backpack near the rally counter-protesters, and the officers confiscated a gun, a breathing mask, knee pads, and some type of aerosol can, which, given that he had a breathing mask, is probably some form of pepper spray. Okay, well, our little ceasefire, pause, whatever you want to call it, over in Syria did not hold on. And there's already fighting reported between the Turkish and Kurdish forces, who never signed on to this to begin with. But Erdogan himself has now come on out talking about the deal, saying that he sees no problem for Turkey if Syrian forces enter the areas cleared of the Kurdish militia. Now, this is a major concession on his part, because the indication had been up until recently that Turkey basically wanted to hang on to that land. So he's willing to kind of make a little move there. But again, the Kurds don't seem interested in this little deal. And I think Pence and Pompeo made that press conference mostly for President Trump's image. They didn't want it to be an issue for the Dallas rally, I guess. So yesterday we were talking about how former President George W. Bush was saying that only American intervention kept the world at peace, which is complete and utter nonsense. And apparently Mitt Romney is now out there ripping the ceasefire deal, saying that withdrawing the troops from Syria will be a bloodstain in U.S. history. So he's definitely one of those people for whom withdrawal from Syria represents a military loss, like Vietnam. He doesn't want to get that. All right, let's see. We got a caller on the line. Jim in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Did you see Chief of Staff Mulvaney yesterday?
Yeah. Actually, he kind of threw a real monkey wrench into the impeachment.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have followed politics for years and years, ever since Kennedy. I have never heard a chief of staff throw the president under the bus and then throw gasoline on him. And this is regarding the phone call that Trump made to the president of Ukraine. Mulvaney came out and said, yeah, it was a quid pro quo. And he said it three times.
Yeah, but he clarified, you know, Adam Schiff had put him under pressure to say that this was all about investigating Joe Biden, and it wasn't. It was about investigating corruption. So Mulvaney was actually clarifying the position. From Schiff's point of view, this was a failure.
Well, he clarified it after he realized he made a mistake, you know, several hours later. And Mulvaney is an attorney. He knows exactly what to say and what not to say.
Well, he should. He definitely should. And
I don't know, maybe it's
time for a new chief of staff.
Well, obviously, because, you know, I'm not a fan of Trump, but if you're going to have people around you, their job is to protect you, not make you look stupid or get you impeached. You know, because I find it really interesting how all these people that used to work for Trump or currently work for the administration, they're running to the Congress and giving their side of the story. And they said John Bolton might be testifying pretty soon.
Yes. And so, he's not going to be kind to Donald Trump.
No,
he's got an axe
to
grind.
Well, tell me about it. And again, you know, Trump, I don't know if you're just playing stupid, you don't care, but get some people that's going to support you, even though you might be doing something wrong. You know, I had never seen anything like this before, Michael.
Well, you see, here's probably where Trump is coming from. First of all, as chief of, you know, head of state of the United States, it's his job to call other heads of state around the world to basically try and solve problems. And there was this big corruption issue going on in Ukraine. And Trump was simply saying, you know, until you start looking at that, you know, we're going to hold up some of this money because we don't want this money to vanish into the corruption machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think he should have said that from day one?
He does need to start speaking out in his own defense a little bit more. But the problem is, even if he does, I mean, he does on Twitter, which is why Kamala Harris now is demanding, not asking, demanding Twitter shut off the president's Twitter account. They're trying to silence him. They know the corporate media is going to produce the Democrat side of the story, the pro-impeachment side of the story. They're trying to basically block Trump off from any kind of support from social media.
Well, I understand that. And the final thing, that letter that he sent the president of Turkey, don't you think that was kind of insulting?
Yeah, it was. Trump was a little overbearing on that. Trump has a huge ego, but then so does every other world leader. And, you know, it provoked Erdogan. And that's when he launched the assault into Syria. So now everybody's trying to pull back, except, of course, the Kurds never went along with that deal, and the fighting is continuing. Right now, the United Nations is investigating the possibility that the Turkish forces in Syria have been using chemical weapons, and white phosphorus has been specifically mentioned.
Well, wouldn't the American government know that?
They very well might. They very well might, but if they're trying to put the relationship with Turkey back on track, they might choose not to say it.
Well, I think this is the first time in history where you have two NATO allies, you know, fighting each other, and the other allies are sitting back wondering, what the hell is going on?
You're absolutely right about that one, and it may be that, Trump is obviously going to be aware that Turkey and Russia have dropped the use of the dollar, that Turkey is very clearly starting to drift into the Russian sphere of influence, and by not bringing up the issue of the white phosphorus, Trump, I think, is hoping he can lure Turkey back into, staying with the NATO alliance.
Right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go and switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. You hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Great, okay. I just wanted to touch on Jim Fetzer, but I thought I'd bring this up first while I was waiting on hold. Did you hear that Hillary is claiming that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset?
Yes. that Russia is going to run Tulsi Gabbard as a third-party candidate to divide the Democratic vote and hand Trump a second victory. And there's also another name that she's added in there. And that is Jill Stein is now a Russian asset, mm-hmm. according to Hillary.
Russia. It's incredible. Do they really think people go for this? I mean, it's kind of beyond itself.
If you think about it, you know, these politicians have been getting away with this nonsense, you know, for well over a century. They just think this is the way the world is supposed to work. And the world is changing around them. They're not evolving to deal with the new reality.
Yeah, well, hopefully she won't get anywhere with this. And I'm glad that Tulsi's staying in there. It seems like
I am too.
Since I could remember, since I voted for Reagan, it's always been a choice, you know, who do you dislike the most, you know?
Yes.
And if it's Trump versus anybody else but Tulsi, I'm staying with Trump. If it's Tulsi, then it's kind of a toss-up for me. I need to hear clarify more in the Second Amendment. And also, the federal government being sued by the families of the Sutherland Springs massacre victims, and they pointed the finger at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, this is interesting since Dick's is a huge chain that caved into the gun control lobby.
Yep.
Now they're going after Academy because the guy had a Colorado license, a driver's license, and he bought the gun in Texas a year and a half before the massacre. But since the gun came with a 30-round magazine in the box, that's an illegal sale because, according to the federal government, the Academy should have checked Colorado law, which restricts high-capacity magazines. So now they pointed, so now they sent the litigants, now they're filing suit against Academy Sports and Outdoors for the massacre. Isn't that ridiculous?
I agree it's ridiculous, again, because, obviously the man at fault is the shooter. The gun grabbers, they've just got this thing about long guns and high-capacity magazines because they are afraid of us. And if it comes to an actual conflict in the streets of America, they want to make sure that the American people are, as much as possible, disarmed and outgunned.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons for the Las Vegas massacre, planting that slide fire on him, that wouldn't be able to achieve what they claimed he did at such a long distance. That's plunging fire. That's that kind of accuracy and fire. If he was shooting from up there, you would need to have an M60 machine gun on the tripod.
Yes.
To do it accurately. But anyhow, going back to Jim Fetzer, I've spoken on his show many times, called in. One time I was a guest, and I hope everybody that has some money maybe think about going to his site. I guess you get it through moonrockbooks.com to find it, unless you dropped his website there during the interview, and kick him a few bucks because this is incredible. And as far as Sandy Hook, I think he's spot on now. As far as the moon landing and other topics, sometimes he can go a little bit too far, take the bait, and run with it. You know, maybe there are some fake photographs of the moon landing, but they also maybe they were used for PR purposes. You know, because how do you fake that many Apollo launches, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, those launchers are real. People were there to see them. The landing sites have now all been imaged by satellites, some of which are owned by countries that don't really like us and wouldn't go along with the hoax. So, the claim that the Apollo landings are faked is just part of the propaganda the government tries to put on the internet and the independent media to make us look kooky. And that's an official term of craft, the kookification. Okay, yeah, they're bang spot on about Sandy Hook and 9/11 and whatever. So let's send them off and get them all screaming about fake moon landings and chemtrails and all this other stuff.
Okay. All right, that's all I have, and I'll let you go to the next caller. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to I saw a couple articles today. One I think was very important, and it's clear to me that this coup, and I said to you before that there can never be an impeachment in this country since all the surveillance state has gone to work since the Patriot Act and so on, without the acquiescence and active participation of the intelligence community, who can,
agreed,
of course, if there's two or three honest people in the Congress, then maybe their kid or their parents aren't, or something, you know, or their wife. So they can get to anybody, and mm-hmm. and there's no way to do it. They can plant things on people's computers, so on and so forth. A couple of years ago, Mike, you remember when, I think it was Stan McChrystal, who was basically a special ops guy, was in charge of Afghanistan. He was a general, Stan McChrystal. And Michael Hastings, the Rolling Stone journalist who was murdered, in my opinion, was embedded with his headquarters and got him, quoted him, and had him on tape as saying that how incompetent Obama was, what a buffoon he was, how horribly he was handling the war, how he had to go around and do things his way because Obama was such a putz. At any rate, it was clearly insubordinate, and Obama sacked him. Remember?
Yeah,
Obama,
I remember,
sacked McChrystal, and then later, of course, Hastings was murdered. But at any rate, today or yesterday in the New York Times, Admiral Ravenswood, a four-star admiral, came out and said that Trump needs to be removed. He's a threat to the security of the country, blah, 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 blah. Now, he's retired, mind. He's not on the active list. But
yes.
Now we have, four stars coming out and calling for his head. We have the media, which, of course, is controlled, like Operation Mockingbird and everything else. The New York Times, Washington Post, by the way, Jeff Bezos is now he's on par with Boeing and Lockheed as a defense contractor. He's iClouding the entire Defense Department. So they're he's part of that same cabal with the intelligence communities. All these guys, they're releasing stuff. The witness that, Schiff, is a CIA guy, an anonymous CIA guy, and they're deposing him anonymously or without any public scrutiny whatsoever. And they're falling back and calling people like Tulsi Gabbard, Russian spies, and all this stuff is going on. This is right up their alley. And the minute you pull something like, "Oh, we're going to get out of Syria," it gets really serious. To me, Mike, what do you think? I mean, I think out and out, this is a coup. And by the way, you're talking with the gentleman before me, talking about the Twitter account and how it's coup 101 to isolate. You take over the switchboards, you take over the radio stations and TV. Well, now you have to take over and limit the guy from Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else.
Yep.
So, what do you think on this, Mike? What's your
This is not a real impeachment. It can't be, because if you read the Constitution, there's a high bar for what is considered impeachment, removal from office, none of which Trump has done. There are no high crimes and misdemeanors. So this is a coup d'etat masquerading as an impeachment process, but they understand it isn't going to survive public scrutiny, hence all the closed and locked doors and the private anonymous depositions, because it's not really going very well for them. And I'm seeing all these articles in the corporate media that 2/3 of Americans support impeachment. Well,
right. We
know that those polls are very often faked. And certainly around here, everybody thinks all this impeachment talk is a lot of manure.
Well, between Comey and Strzok and Rosenstein and Clapper and Brennan, right, who may be at the epicenter after maybe Obama, who really is at the epicenter, all these people are now have jobs, big paying jobs with the media, which is totally calling for his head. And, they're part of the situation. Now they're going to be getting Antifa out and George Soros, to get that. That's the next step. You organize these controlled NGOs or controlled organizations like Antifa, and you get them out on the streets where there's violence, calling for Trump's head or whatever. That's generally the next step in the playbook.
Well, I have this weird idea here, because I keep trying to figure, with Trump, for the most part, having given in on all these issues like immigration and not fixing the voting system and vaccines and the rest of it, why do they also have – what if all of this just goes back to the bitterness of one woman who lost the election in 2016? And she's basically calling in all her chips – waving around all the blackmail files and just saying, "You're going to get rid of this guy for me. It's my turn in the White House."
It may be as simple as that. I suspect it's deeper, but that's certainly part of it. That's a big part of it.
I would agree.
Mike, the guy is surrounded. Did I see an article on yours today? He surrounded himself with enemies.
Yeah, well, that's a quote from Oliver Stone's JFK. Anyway, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? diabetes. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? Okay, I don't hear Mark, so let's skip on down to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Hello? Okay, all right, let's go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
I'm here.
Okay, who's here? Okay, Dustin, right.
Yes.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Mike, this is more than a... this is more than one bitter woman. This is about... a religion, you know, like a cult. And this spans worldwide, the British, the French. Because remember when Trump ran? I mean, their BBC was, like, against them. French newspapers, I mean, the elite neoliberal part of the French, which is a lot of part of it. And the same with the British
and
Germany.
Media.
Yeah,
they were trying. They were trying to get Hillary into the White House, and you know that may be why they're just so openly against Trump right now. Is how dare he spoil our plans? You know, we're supposed to be in control of what's going on in this country. You know, not this outsider that somehow came on in just because the American voters wanted him.
That's what makes me like it's an ideology. It's a faction fight, but But Trump put everybody in who's part of the establishment. Like, is there anybody that Trump didn't put in that's not part of the, you know what I mean? Like, he either put Lockheed Martin or Boeing CEOs in, or he put John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. They're all part of that same group. So Trump didn't put in anybody outside of the beltway, if you know what I mean. It's still the same.
That was his biggest mistake. You know, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory and prove that he could work within the system, not understanding that the system, right from the beginning, was already opposed to him. I mean, they were talking about impeachment before he even took his oath of office.
Magnanimous? It's like October 18th today, isn't it? Like 2019?
Yes.
When is he going to put people who are actually from the outside in? I don't think he will, Mike. Like,
I still want head of NASA.
Yeah, well, head of NASA, and they'll probably give you zero budget because they're spending it all on war.
True.
Yeah, I am like Douglas MacGregor, who's on Tucker Carlson every now and then, and you got people like Jeff Jatris, I think his name is. He's on RT. He was like worked for the Pentagon, and you got people like this who are against the war. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how Trump. I don't know why he's not like he watches Tucker Carlson. And he knows Douglas MacGregor. Like, why wouldn't he put him in? Because you know what, Mike? Wouldn't you want somebody like that in because of that Mattis, General Mad Dog Mattis, going off on Trump? Like,
yep.
There's an element in the Pentagon that likes. See, it's about they like the way things are corrupt.
Oh, it's the money is just pouring in. You know, I mean, the vast sums of
money
are pouring on in. Never enough. There's never enough money for the military because they always want the next new weapon, the next new whiz-bang technology, and it really is all about the money.
That's what we're all at then. We're a welfare and a warfare state. More of warfare,
yep.
Because then it's the wars will never end until this government goes away. The wars will be, and when they run out of people killing outside this country, they'll start
yep.
killing people in this country to keep the war going. You know, we got to take care of that insurgency, those damn Americans that are uppity-up, you know? Like, that,
yep.
When they run out of people to kill out there, Mike, they'll start looking inside. Because how do you, like, I wonder if people thought about, what happens when, like, if all the wars stopped around the world, what happens to the whole military-industrial complex of the world, all these countries, you know, like,
It all collapses. And, you know, there'd be money for things like infrastructure and schools and, you know, improving the lives of ordinary people. But the military doesn't want that. The military wants conflict because conflict brings more money for them to play with. And along with the money, of course, comes promotions, and they get all these silly little ribbons and, you know, brass things they get to wear all over their uniforms. And you know, because, I mean, if you really think about it, you know, absent actual weapons, those military uniforms look rather silly. They come across like a marching band that misplaced all their instruments.
Well, it's all tribal and, like, remember, tying those yellow ribbons or putting the stickers on the back of your car? Remember?
Yeah.
Support the troops?
I remember.
That was all propaganda. Just like Uncle Sam the Scam Man. You know, Uncle Sam, yeah, go sign up to get your legs blown off or get killed so people like the Bushes and the Clintons reap the rewards because that's what we do. We go around the world, we overthrow governments, we steal the resources, and we use democracy as that legitimacy. Can you hold me over? I got one more.
All right, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. Okay. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're finishing up with Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to finish up. If you're, like, get sent off to war and you get your legs blown off, you're going to get pushed around at Walmart to buy frozen macaroni and cheese and fish sticks. Hillary Clinton, she doesn't make her own meals. She doesn't wash her own clothes. She doesn't drive her own car. All that stuff's done for her. They go out to fancy restaurants every day, the Bushes, the Clintons, all these people, the Lindsey Grahams, and all, you know, they it's not in the same world we live in. They use us like cattle.
Yes.
And then they'll discard us like garbage. That's what these people are. They lie to us. They lie to us. The media lies to us because they're their whores. You know, the MSNBCs, the Fox News, Shepard Smith, and just Fox News in general. Even when Fox News was, when Rupert Murdoch was actually running it, not his sons, they were still lying to us because they pushed the whole Iraq war. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, they're all the same.
Yeah.
They all wear the same clothes, you know what I mean? Like, they're not our friends. They live in another world, and they'll walk over you to make that extra buck, I guess. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch back over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
And Mike, I was on my way home. I went hiking today, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Up in the mountains, clear sky, gorgeous, over 5,000 feet. Then I get in my car, and I listen, and I turn on the radio. Actually, it took me a few miles before I could get any radio reception. When I did, I turned on a fake news network. I get it on Sirius XM, you know, just to see the latest stuff. And I heard about this thing with Mrs. Slick Willie, this evil, evil witch, accusing Gabbard of working for the Russians and starting a third party paid or sponsored by the Russians and all that. Look, Hillary is, you know, David Icke talked about reptilians. Other people talk to be nuts, demonic. When it comes to this woman, I don't rule out anything. This woman is so evil, so rotten, so dirty.
She is. There's no question about it.
Here is a woman, Tulsi Gabbard, a patriot. She's still in the military, still in the National Guard. As a matter of fact, she was in active duty for 2 weeks during the summer. Okay, I think she went to Indonesia. She served as a combat medic in the worst part of the Iraq War, illegal Iraq War.
Yes.
So all the bodies come in, you know, mutilated, dead, whatever, and she had to, you know, and probably went on some, I'll bet you she was a combat chopper too, you know, a medevac, and actually probably experienced fire coming in trying to, what you call a hot LZ, a hot landing zone. So here's a woman like this, a good, decent woman who wants the best for our country, who wants to get us out of these stupid wars, okay? And this witch, this evil. I'd use the B word, but I know you can't use it on, you know, I think you're limited to kind of words that you use. So I'll just use it. And that's good, too, because why insult female dogs? But this witch has the gall, maybe. I mean, not only is she evil, I think she's insane. I think she's out and out insane. Now, can you imagine somehow having a
I think she's definitely a sociopath.
She is. Could you imagine, God forbid, having this witch with her finger on a button? Could you just imagine what danger we would be in? I mean, Trump isn't the greatest in the world either. I mean, he's not all, you know, he's kind of, you know, iffy. But at least his heart seems to be in not getting us into war. Okay? Now they're coming out. Now you say about that four-star general. Anybody who's pretty much been in the military knows that here's chief flag rank, especially, I wouldn't say this goes to World War II, where we really needed the best, because the country was in danger of being over, of being conquered. We were facing an enemy that really could have taken us over. So, but since then, pretty much, what you get for flag ranks are troops that stick their heads up, you know, what part of the body, okay? Up people, up others' butts to get where they're getting. They're not the best.
Yes.
They're far from the best. Everybody knows that. And then they get out, and they wind up getting big contracts to work for this defense company or that defense company, you know, Lockheed Martin, whatever else, Boeing, whatever. And this is what they're about. This is what they're doing now. They want to get rid of Trump, not because of the silly thing about the Ukraine. It's not really silly. They're trying to get to the bottom of corruption. So unfortunately, I don't think he's got the right people working on it. Giuliani is, but Giuliani should be the attorney general. Giuliani should be the attorney general, not Barr. He should have been the attorney general from the get-go. If nothing else, he's a bulldog. When it comes to being a prosecutor and an investigator, Giuliani is a pit bull.
Yes.
And he should have been. Forget about him as mayor and as a politician. I remember him as a prosecutor. He was, there was nobody better. I mean, he went after everybody. Rich, poor.
He went after Charlie Wilson.
Non-politician. Yeah. You name it. He went after them. Even Bess Myers came under, he indicted her for something. I forget it was, but she was involved in something. I mean, there was no favorites with him. Okay, he went after the mayor of New York at the time. He didn't play. So now, now Trump is faced with this these monsters who are upset because their little war there in Syria isn't going the way they wanted it. The regime change of President Assad, and now mm-hmm. they're really going doing it. They're showing their true face. I mean, Hillary Clinton is not fit to wipe Tulsi Gabbard behind her. She's not fit for anything like that. She is a turd. She is no good. She's filthy, dirty. She stinks. Everybody knows that. The woman is evil to the incarnate. Right? So anybody yep. doesn't believe. I know you don't. You're kind of an atheist. Myself, I don't believe. I'm not into organized religion, but I do believe in God. And I believe there's some kind of a counterpoint of evil. Okay, whether you call it the devil or whatever else. But anybody who doesn't believe in the devil, and you look at Hillary, come on, there's got to be something to it. Okay, this woman, I would have voted. I'll be honest with you. In the last election, if El Chapo ran against her, I would have voted for El Chapo. I would have voted for Stalin over her. Okay, I'm not going to go as far as this. But that's about it. I mean, you name somebody pretty much in history, and I would have voted for that. You know, it's bad. This woman is evil incarnate. She basically is a serial killer, by the way. She just lets other people do the killing for her, whether it's yes. destroying a nation like she did to Libya and then laughed mm-hmm. about what they did to Gaddafi, okay, a man who did so much for his country, right?
Yes.
Woman is stark, but she's basically a serial killer. As, by the way, a lot of these neocons, neolib, what I call Trotskyites, that's what they really are. They're Trotskyites. Trotsky believed in permanent revolution. He was not really a communist. He was actually a hybrid of a communist and a fascist. And he believed in, he wanted to use the Red Army to push his agenda around the world, okay? And as much as the neocons and the neolibs want it, with the U.S. Army today push their evil agenda around the world. I'm talking about the evil agenda of the neo-cons and libs, which are really Trotskyites. And talk about Stalin. We owe him two things. One, he was instrumental in destroying the German war machine and
yes.
Getting rid of Hitler. Two, he got Trotsky out of the country because he didn't go along. He was more of a Russian nationalist. Or Soviet nationalist. He didn't want to conquer the world. He got rid of Trotsky, and then he hired, I don't know if it was Soviet KGB hitman or somebody contracted, but somebody literally gave Trotsky the axe in Mexico City in 1940. So he did the world at least those two favors. Okay?
Yes.
Whatever else he's got to say. This, I've been studying more and more about Trotsky lately. The more I look at it, the more rotten he is, and the more influence he has on our country today. You know that he was sponsored by, not Adam Schiff, I wouldn't be surprised if Schiff isn't related, Jacob Schiff, who was a Rothschild agent back in 19,
yes.
you know, back just before he went back to Russia for the Soviet. He was actually living in New York and being supported by Schiff, Jacob Schiff.
Yeah.
Right? Why would a Rothschild banker, a guy with all this money and stuff, be supporting a communist? Okay? Other than the fact that he felt he knew who and what Trotsky really was. Okay? So this is basically it. And these are the type of people now that have so much influence in our country. They influence both parties. They're part of both the Democrats and the Republicans. They influence the media, at least the corporate media. And now they're, you know, they seem to be, you know, like a band of hornets getting ready to get rid of the President of the United States. Now, whatever Trump's flaws are, they don't have a right to get. We the people, if anybody's going to vote him out, and I'd only vote for Tulsi over him, by the way, right now. There's none of the Democrats, even Sanders, none of them are worth. As bad as Trump might be, they're a lot worse. The only one I'd vote for is Tulsi. And one thing, too. I hope she does run third party, because if she runs with a guy like Jesse Ventura,
yeah.
or maybe Joe Rogan, she could win.
Yeah.
Okay, because you got name recognition now, and you got a popular
yeah,
message.
Yeah, but the system is very much rigged against third-party campaigns. I mean, they have to have petition drives in all 50 states just to get on the ballot, whereas our two traditional established parties, it's an automatic thing. So
even if somebody could write it, she could urge, they could urge write it. She is so popular right now. People love her around the country. Okay?
Yes.
They're trying to suppress her, but people love her. People also love people like Joe Rogan and people like people like Jesse Ventura and there's others around that she could have as a vice presidential. And I think she should do it. I think she should do it. I don't know if you ever watched The Radical Independent on YouTube. He's this guy, Dave Surya, I think is his name. He's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's a big supporter of Tulsi. And he says it too. He knows the Democrats are rigging things. He said he's also a former Trump voter too, by the way, supporter. He says she thinks he thinks she should go independent. She should he says she should go on what do you call it again? The not the libertarians, the other one, the
what, peace and freedom?
No, not peace and freedom. The Green Party.
I think the Green brand has been badly damaged by the Squad and by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. People are looking at that and saying, you know, green now equals scam.
I think she should start an American Populist Party. That's what I think would be the best thing. And again, get somebody like a Ventura who's
gonna
really have Democratic.
She's going to have to start it now. She's going to have to start now if she's going to do that.
Absolutely, because the time is running out. She should have started it before, but now is the time. And maybe she will, because I see she's getting angrier and angrier, and for good reason. What they're saying.
Yes.
What they're saying about the Squad, they say, oh, we got to support our troops. We got to support our troops. Well, we see how they support our troops. How they support our troops, how they treat Tulsi. Okay.
Well, see, they're trying to blur the line there. When they're saying support our troops, what they're really saying is support our wars. And I've actually had arguments with people where I'm saying, yeah, I support our troops. I want them home safe and sound. And they get all upset saying, no, you've got to support our troops when they're out there, you know, killing and maiming and blowing things up.
Yeah, well, they want to use our troops as cannon fodder and to carry out the evil agenda. That's what they want to do.
Yes.
They couldn't care less about that. They couldn't care. They don't care about the fact when they come back, they have mental problems. A lot of those mental problems,
they've never cleared up the mess over at the veterans' hospitals. It's still a mess over there. They don't want to spend the money.
A lot of those mental problems are not only just because of combat they may have seen, because when you compare it to World War II, even Vietnam, it's not as bad. But what it is conscious. I believe a lot of times these troops go over these places and they realize they were lied to. Even Tulsi said she went over there believing what she was told and realized she was lied to. And many other soldiers believe that too. Most soldiers, I'm sure, believe that. We have no business in Iraq. We have no business in Afghanistan. We have no business in any of those places. We have no business in the Middle East right now protecting Israel and Saudi Arabia's interests. Okay? We need to get out of these places. We need to get out of Europe, too. There's no reason to have troops in Europe anymore. We need to bring them all home. We need to cut our military budget or defense budget, whatever you want to call it. It's not really a defense budget. It's a neocon.
We need to work on this country.
Exactly.
We need to work on this country. That Russian senator had it absolutely correct. The United States can't solve its own problems, let alone global ones. So we've got to refocus, you know, and say, we've got to fix what's wrong with America. And there's a lot wrong here. You don't need me to tell you that.
Russia has spent $61 billion on their defense budget, okay? And with that, they have one of the finest militaries, probably the best military in the world all around, okay, for $61 billion. Now, why can't we do the same thing? Why do we have to spend over $1 trillion?
Well, Russia isn't maintaining 800 military bases to garrison the world. That's where the bulk of the Pentagon budget is going here. So $61 billion, I mean, they have put it into weapons development, and they're developing weapons to develop good weapons, not just to enrich defense contractors and politicians. And they're coming up with – they're way ahead of us on certain technologies. And so we're hearing the Pentagon say, well, we can't let the Russians get ahead of us. We've got to spend more money on, you know, missiles and whatever it is that they're screaming for now. Now, of course, they're already talking about they need a replacement for the Patriot missile because it's been discovered that it is completely vulnerable to incoming targets that are underneath the horizon line. And that's a design issue. That should have been thought of before they even built the thing. You know, what happens if you have a drone or a cruise missile coming in that is below the horizon line, and therefore you add Doppler to the radar? That's the solution right there.
Mike, you know what? Every once in a while, I disagree with you. Like, for instance, I might disagree a little bit about space aliens and the stuff, but you are absolutely 100% right. Absolutely.
Okay, Mark.
You got it.
Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone lines to Sam in Los Angeles. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just a quick sidetrack. When you were living in Hawaii, I often hear you mentioned about the water being hard there.
Well, yeah, it was being sucked out from inside an extinct volcano.
Right, right. I remember that. And out here in Los Angeles, it's also pretty hard as well. And I was just wondering, what did you do to remedy that, or you just didn't do anything?
We just lived with it. I mean, we were not in a position to be able to install a water softener on the rental property, so. You know, we just had to do. Now, I haven't done a water test here in Indiana yet. I'm going to get around to it in the very, very near future. But, the water's the water. What can I tell you?
I see. All right. So do you, and then I guess if any of the listeners out there know of anything, hopefully they can chime in as well. Yeah, it's just I find that I have a habit of boiling my water. I mean, it's filtered,
yeah.
But the filter doesn't seem to be doing that great of a job in terms of the minerals. It tastes a lot better, but the buildup is just incredible. It's like I have to clean my kettle like daily. And
maybe you need a water softener there. And there are products that will take care of that for you. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I wanted to chime in on what Mark was talking about earlier because of the very fact that Hillary Clinton is free. Now, last Friday...
Yes.
Attorney General Barr was at Notre Dame spouting off about morality.
Yes.
And I was furious because how can this man be in the position of Attorney General and allow these criminals to be, free? And here it is, Hillary Clinton with the most simple, three-point goal indictment. I mean, how... It's so easy to indict her. The crime is so obvious. The quid pro quos. The uranium going to the Russians, using her office to make herself wealthier, emoluments, right? And let alone erasing her server, all the rest. And so when somebody is going to talk about morality in a position of attorney general, and you're not indicting criminals, you are a criminal. And that piece of garbage bar, right, had Jeffrey Epstein in prison. He's the attorney general. The buck stops there, and he allows Jeffrey Epstein to get murdered under his watch, and he's going to talk about morality in front of kids. He's a disgrace.
He absolutely is. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think it's immoral to let immoral people free when he should be putting them in jail where they belong. Anyway, sir, thank you.
I agree. That's supposed to be his job. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.